This is Officer Mikhail Pavlovitskyvich of the Lan Arcanum High Guard, found on the Lawful and Orderly podcast. And you are listening to the Redemption Podcast, a proud member of the RPG Academy Network.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
Then you should get dressed up too, if you're going to meet Mom and Dad.
Emily Morgan as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
I actually have experiences kind of all around.
Kendall Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Karel.
Actually, no, I've never shot the Twi'lek.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot Tazi.
Guys, let's have this conversation another time. We're going to land the ship now.
Episode 406, Singing in the Brain. Finally arriving at Tula, the crew start the hunt for Reese and LR. Meanwhile, they have to figure out how to best communicate with Tazi's dad, with Darla recommending music therapy. Will our tone deaf group be able to stay sharp and communicate with Essek, or will all their efforts fall flat?
Karel looks at sex like a fight.
Well, I suppose that depends on a lot of different factors. Potentially.
But before we get into this, can I get some calf? I got it. This is not a conversation I'm ready to have with our calf. Just give me a moment. I'm right here. The calf is right there. Let me park up. I will sit down and we can chat. Or we can go to the snuggle pot if that makes you feel better.
Is that what you want?
I mean, it's comfortable. It's quite comfortable in there. We could spend the whole day in there.
Then we swipe to the ship dropping out of hyperspace over Tula. A1 rolls up to the cockpit.
And Karel's there.
I'll fly us in.
Oh, I was going to. I mean, we dropped out of hyperspace about 5 minutes ago and...
Yeah, they're napping.
Are they still in the snuggle pod?
I wouldn't know.
Yes, you would. You track them everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. We can land. That's not a problem.
Tazi, we definitely came out of hyperspace. I think we need to go.
What day is it?
I don't know. We dropped out of hyperspace, though.
Okay, well, all right, let's, we should go get, I gotta get some calf. I'm beat.
I bet you are.
Hey, now, there's no need to be gross about it.
What do you mean, gross? I'm attempting to be flirtatious.
Well, no, you're doing a fine job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Back up in the cockpit. So, you said Reese and LR are here. How did you find out they were here?
Darla told me.
Okay, so Darla knew we were looking for Reese and LR?
Yeah, I told her.
Okay. Why were you talking to Darla? I mean, did you call her up to tell her we were looking for... Actually, that's pretty good. I mean, Darla does know a lot of people.
Yeah, no, she called us.
Oh, okay. Well, what did she call us for?
To tell us that Essek wants to see Tazi.
Oh, did something happen?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
No.
Is it good?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Be why it's not bad.
Well, no, some things could be kind of neutral.
No, yes, but the Dathomirian witches don't have control over him anymore.
I thought they didn't have control over him.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I'm pretty sure I remember Ayla and I driving them out of him.
I didn't ask.
Okay, well, I guess I could ask when I get there.
Okay.
A few minutes later, Tazi comes up to the cockpit, like, holding a cup of calf, and...
Karel gets out of the pilot's
chair. His flight suit is around, like, wrapped around his waist, like, tied, and he's wearing just, like, almost an Under Armour shirt. Like, it's where it's...
A white undershirt?
Yeah, it's just a white long-sleeve undershirt that goes under the flight suit.
Okay.
Sits down in the chair and stretches. Okay, we're here. We're at Tula, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to fly us in.
Okay.
I think the captain would prefer if I had flown us in.
I can fly perfectly averagely.
Average is not...
Yes.
Not,
it's a landing!
Well, that's the hardest part.
On an icy planet. It's got winds and blizzards and...
It's summertime down there right now. Temperature's a balmy 3 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. Below zero.
Well, again...
It's kind of not a point because the captain's here.
Well, let me just say
I would... But I was going to fly...
If I had not been here, I would have been fine with somebody landing the ship.
Well, good. Well, where were you anyway?
I was...
Were you sleeping in your room?
I was working on matters of
importance. Yes.
Of ship importance with our first mate.
Why are you asking?
Oh!
I told you where they were.
Okay. This was probably shortly behind Tazi.
Yes. But she's wearing Tazi's other flight suit accidentally.
So as soon as A1 sees Isla walk up wearing Tazi's other flight suit, he kind of looks at Tazi, then looks at Isla. And then he rolls over and pops his little hand out, and he just high-fives Isla, and then he just rolls towards the back.
She'll high-five him. Are we about ready to land?
Why don't I
go back to engineering and strap in, because landing on an ice planet is the hardest part.
Well, it is. I mean,
there are winds and snow, and it's very dangerous, well, and I probably shouldn't be landing on the planet anyway, considering technically I'm a fugitive.
Right. Well, yeah.
I'm not really a fugitive, but I'm by law not supposed to.
Yeah, you are technically banned from returning to the planet.
Wait, what did Corell do last time?
That's a long story. The last time I was on trial. So, we'll talk about it after we land.
Okay.
And she heads towards the back.
And as Corell's leaving, 1-1-D4 actually walks up. And he says,
Captain, I see we've dropped out of hyperspace. May I inquire as to where we are at?
We're landing in Etula. Can I inquire why you're asking?
I'm wondering if you will need my services on the planet.
I don't think we will need your services. I'm not sure. Just be ready. We'll call on you if necessary.
And his shoulders and head kind of slump down a little bit.
I will be ready, sir. I just wish I could be of more service to you.
We're not expecting any trouble on this planet.
Very well, sir.
And he turned and just walks towards the back.
Yeah, Isla will put a hand on Tazi's shoulder. I think we should just reassure him that he's still a member of the crew. It's hard not knowing what to do.
No, but he's not really a member of the crew. We never really talked about this. Like, he's a medical droid.
That's a good
point.
We
picked him up and fixed him. Like, we never actually said he's the medic.
Okay, I'm strapped in. Go ahead and land whenever you're ready.
Thanks. Tazi kicks on the shipwide comm. Everybody prepare for landing.
I'm prepared.
Thank you, Corell. No need to report back to let me know you're prepared. I'm good.
Not a problem, Captain Tazi.
Is this a thing we're doing now?
What is wrong with her?
I can hear you, you know.
What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Guys, let's have this conversation another time. We're going to land the ship now.
All right, I'm ready for landing.
And the ship comm goes off. And anybody on the ship feels the ship approaching.
I'm still ready for landing.
Shut the door. I don't know what is going on. So yeah, the Kralitz Fang descends toward the planet's surface and kind of, again, does some long-range scans and finds a good landing spot at the temple.
The temple, since you guys have been gone, has actually cleared out an area and they have made a landing platform you can get to now. It's kind of a temporary one. They're working on building a permanent one.
As he's approaching the planet, since we don't have to ask for clearance, but we might be scanned, Tazi flips the transponder over to a neutral code.
Okay.
How many people are normally there to meet you?
I mean, it's the temple, so I mean, they've got a bunch of... There's a bunch of refugees that live there and a bunch of acolytes. Well, no. Acolytes may be the wrong term. Followers of what's the best way to put it? I guess it's a gray sect or not separatists. I am really having trouble with this. They're not like Jedi. They're not like Sith. They believe that the Force can be used, but you don't have to pick a side, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, and it just so again, it turns out that my dad's here being helped by one of the refugees is a psychiatrist type therapist person. Yeah, she. It's hard to explain. You'll get more information when we get down there. But I mean, my dad's here. My mom's probably here. We've actually found this place looking for Corell's original lightsaber crystal.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole other story. You should ask her about it. It's pretty interesting.
The one you threw into lava?
Yeah, that's the one. The one I dropped, yep.
I've heard part of that story.
Yeah, actually, it was, if I remember right, it was below the temple, the lava pit. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, so it all happened right here.
Wow.
Yeah, there's going to be a historical tour, and we're going to sell merchandise. And
so Corell probably has some strong feelings about being here again.
You know, there's... I don't know if there's a pull for her or anything like that now. I don't know how that really works. But, I mean, she knows You know, she knows Tassar, and Tassar helped, I guess, kind of helped her with some of her questions about the Force or her place. And again, it's, I don't really know a whole lot about that. You'll have to ask Corel. But wait till after we land, because apparently she's in a mood right now. So the Crown's Fang lands without incident. Correct. At the temple.
Yep. All right, so you guys land outside the temple. And since Isla's never been here, Tula is a ice planet. And you see a temple that is built into a mountain. And a small crew of three or four people come out. They're greeting you. They tell you that they'll take care of the ship. They'll get it refueled. They'll get it taken care of. And they'll make sure that nothing happens to the ship while you're in the temple. And A1 rolls up. And 1-1-D4 walks up with him. And he looks over at Dazzy.
Captain?
Yeah.
I have a request. May I accompany you? I have never seen a group of people living together.
Sure. There's plenty of room for you to come with us. And Tazi again kind of has an odd look on his face. And kind of looks down to A1 and shrugs.
A1 just... I believe he's been stuck in a lab most of his life.
All right, but again, we are not expecting any trouble from anybody here.
Well, perhaps there are some patients he could treat.
No, you may be right. Yeah, I fear for his past operating parameters that, there may be something that triggers something here.
Oh, he and I had a discussion, and those parameters are under control. And his optic kind of blinks at you again.
Got it. All right. Yes, you may accompany us.
Thank you, Captain.
And then A1 just goes, oh, are we ready to go? Oh, I'm not ready. Hold on.
And what? What?
Heads to the back.
Oh, he's probably getting that hat and his cloak.
Yep. Yeah, oh. Those are his traveling clothes now.
Sure is this enough. A formal place?
No, it's not.
It's a cold place.
Remember when we came out of the ship, I told him these were his. He shouldn't wear those unless he's leaving the ship.
Oh, okay.
So he's leaving the ship.
Isla, all we have are these for goggles for your size, or these cracked ones that Tazi used to have?
No, I bought them when we went to D-Mart, because Tazi said you that we end up on icy planets a lot.
Oh,
so
okay. Well,
yeah, she's got it.
I actually have, so yeah.
Literally just throws it over her shoulder.
Well, just leave those for spares.
Thank you, though. That was very thoughtful.
Well, it's pretty cold out there. We're only, you know, a few minutes walk from the temple itself, but, you know, it's a little chilly out.
And about this time, A1 comes back, and you see he's got his new cloak on and his new hat. And in one of his little droid hands, he's spinning a little cane, a little black cane. And on the top, he's taken one of the medals that was given to you guys. And he has taken that medal and turned it into a little crate dragon head that he has attached to the top of this black cane. I'm ready.
What the griff is this?
What? Wow. You said when we leave the ship and do something formal, we should wear these.
Yeah, but this isn't formal.
This is just Tula. Tassi's dad.
Yeah, isn't that a special moment?
It's not to us.
Nope, we're just going to go see Tassi's dad. Some of us are just going to meet him for the first time. It's not a big deal.
And Tassi's mom.
Wait, hold on.
Tassi's mom is here, too. You're going to love her.
Tassi's mom is here, too? I thought she wasn't.
Wait. No, she's here, as far as I know.
Then you should get dressed up, too, if you're going to meet mom and dad.
No, she's fine. It's fine. Let's go. Let's just go.
Are you sure? I mean, maybe Zeke
let's
should
just
do
go.
Your fingers
nope.
And,
nope.
And your
it's,
hair.
Nope, it's fine. She's fine.
And
she looks great. Let's go.
A1, are you ready to go?
I guess I have to go put this stuff back.
No, it's fine. Just keep it on.
Maybe not the hat.
The hat is fine. Let's just go.
Okay. Maybe not the cane?
Everything is fine. Let's just go.
Okay. We're going.
All right.
Krellin leans over and hits the button to drop the ramp. Yep.
You guys exit the ship and you go up the long tunnel up to the temple. And just as you guys see the doors to enter,
it's gonna be okay.
It's fine. Relax. Just breathe. It's fine. This is not that big a deal. You're really getting worked up about it.
That's actually where a grenade went off. And that spot there, that's where our guide almost died. It's the blood spot. They've cleaned most of it up though, but you can never get that out of stone.
And just as you guys get to where you can see the doors, anyone goes, oh, hold up, wait.
What? What?
And then Eowyn.
Do you think it's an ambush?
He rushes up to the door.
Okay, and then it's not an ambush.
Pushes the door open, and you guys hear.
What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back our heroes, the ones that freed this very temple from the clutches of darkness, the crew of the Crowlet's Fang. First entering the temple, do not let her size fool you. This lady is always ready to jump into action. The newest Jedi Knight, Karellen Tarnas. Next, we have a man whose leadership is second only to his bravery. That's right, the man who shot the evil Count Dooku. Our captain, Ensign Tazi. Following the captain, we have a beautiful, strong warrior who no longer has to leave the door open. The ship's first mate, Isla Zarla. Last, we have everyone's favorite co-pilot, master inventor, and best buddy. That's me, the one, the only, R3A1. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the crew of the Crowlet's Fang.
What?
Very impressive, A1.
I don't know what this is.
He's playing music? Wait.
I was told to introduce you guys.
I'm not that short.
We said music. Anyways, and from within the temple you hear, well, I guess they're here. Everybody, let's welcome the crew.
We're so glad you came. We hope you feel the same. Welcome. Welcome. Tutula.
Okay, this is really strange.
They've never done this before ever.
No, this is new.
Oh, wow.
Those people are dancing. That is very strange.
No, this is uncomfortable is what this is.
That was amazing.
It was definitely something.
Tazi will slow applaud.
Carl doesn't even bother.
A1 from his vocoder makes applause noises and kind of crowd cheering. As that's happening, you guys see Darla and Essek walking up.
Isla, the tall one is Tazi's dad, Essek.
Yeah,
the fuzzy one is Darla.
The one that looks like me. Yeah, that's.
Oh, so the fuzzy one isn't Verita?
No,
that's Darla.
That's okay, Darla.
I was gonna have follow up questions, but I don't. All right, so this is Tazi's father.
Darla and Essek walk up, and Darla looks over and I'm so glad you all could make it.
Hello, Darla.
Essek just looks right over at Tazi.
Hey, Dad.
He steps over and. Son. And then he reaches in and just hugs Tazi.
Man, hey, Dad.
It's good to see you, too. Lately.
And Darla says, shall we go someplace and talk?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, would you two like to be alone, or?
I know, Darla. A1 said that Dad asked to see me. You asked to see me, Dad?
Yeah. Who is that? And he's pointing at Isla.
Corella's smiling and almost bouncing on her toes.
This is Isla. She's she's my girlfriend. We're dating.
Hello.
Hi.
Isla, this is my dad.
Darla says, perhaps we should go in another room and talk.
I mean, sure. I mean, that's fine. We can all go. I mean, that's fine. Dad, does this need to be a private conversation or?
He looks at Darla, who's like, there are some things we need to discuss.
Sure. Well, we as in, like, okay. Me and you and Dad, or we as in everybody?
I think it would be best if everybody talks.
Okay, well, that's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, let's follow Darla, everybody.
Sure.
And she takes you guys off into a side room. It seems that
Your father is responding very well to music therapy. It seems to be the best way to communicate with him and get points across to him, so...
Wait. What is music therapy?
If there's something important that he needs to understand, if you sing it to him, he seems to comprehend it better.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
So, like, if... And Kroll gets kind of a crafty smile on her face. This is Tazi's girlfriend! That kind of thing.
That's a good start, yes.
So we can't just have a conversation. I can't.
You can, but his thoughts will be scattered a little more.
Oh boy.
Does Essek react to that, the song bit?
He looked and seemed drawn towards you as you were kind of doing that. Darla says, well, it's very hard to explain, you see. When you all freed him the first time from the Dathomirian witches, it seems a small sect found a way to reestablish their control, and your mother and another small group of heroes went and freed him from that control from that second group, and now he seems to be able to communicate his thoughts a little better, but we're still working on him understanding your communication.
Oh, wow.
That's,
Carl's gonna just reach out with the Force to see, you know, Essek, what is he feeling? Is there any sort of control? Is he under any sort of emotional duress right now? And just kind of keep that line open as this conversation happens.
He's in control of his own faculties.
Okay.
His emotions right now are a little happy, excited, nervous,
okay,
worried, all wrapped into one. I, you know what, Isla, if you wouldn't mind, could you just perhaps
what?
Introduce yourself to Essek through... this new therapy?
Through music?
Well, yes.
Oh, you mean like the opera we just saw?
Yes.
We just saw My Life as a Gungan. And they sang everything.
Yes.
That would
be
okay.
Perfect.
I am not a fan of this. I'm sure
Isla has a very good singing.
No, I'm not. I'm fine with Isla singing. I just don't. I which seems like a lot of work.
Well, if it helps your dad.
I know.
Hey, Tazi, look at it this way. At least he's not shooting at people.
This is true.
My name is Isla Zarla. I come from, well, I don't really know, but I know the important thing is I know where I should really go. I'm the first mate of the Corellitz Fang. Came into their lives with a big old bang. Just kinda decided to join their gang. I'm really into your son, unless that's weird for me to say to you. Corell is teaching for stuff, and A1 keeps me close in view. I'm coming into my own, even though it's hard to do. I'm shaking down to my bones, but thankfully I've got a supportive crew. I'm first mate of Fame. Ain't got no memories to say, giving their boring life some tame. My name is Isla Zarla.
I didn't mean to be quite that honest. I'm sorry, was that okay?
That was great.
Krull's staring at Tazi with wide eyes.
I'm impressed. That was actually really good.
Oh, yes. That was wonderful.
Anything to help, I guess.
Essek smiles and walks over, and he gives Isla a hug.
Whoa. She's kind of surprised and then, like, what? Hugs him back.
Hey, Dad, don't get so handsy.
He says, welcome. He points at Tazi. Yeah, good man.
Isla will take Tazi's hand and just say, I know.
And Tazi blushes.
Tazi, you feel a little poke in your leg. A1's poking you with his new cane.
Hey, I don't understand
how this is supposed to work.
Well, maybe, I don't quite understand it either, buddy. Maybe Darla would be better. Darla, can you explain this a little better? Like, how does it work? How does this, like, what does the music provide for Dad? Like, is it context or reference? Or, like, I guess I don't get it.
Well,
explain it for A1.
The best I can tell, in your father's mind right now, he has many thoughts going on, and they're all trying to talk to him at once. And the music quiets most of those voices so he can concentrate on just what you are saying.
It's a focus technique, then.
Yes.
Mm. Did that help, buddy?
I guess. Kinda.
A1, the music acts as like a meditative focus. It helps you clear your mind. So, it's like if we all start yelling at you, asking you to do certain things, now your auditory filters could get overloaded. But if you just filter, you know, Tazi's voice out and my voice out, you could hear Isla. Music does that for him because he doesn't have a program to do it.
Wait, so there's a way I could turn somebody's voice out and not listen to them?
Well, you could filter out certain frequencies in your audio receptors.
I think you're taking the wrong lesson from this.
It's a dangerous game, Corral.
Well, he should know he can do these things. I don't listen to Tazi all the time, but I do when he tells me to strap in for landing.
Yeah, so do I. Look, I mean, we talked about this the other day. You know, you can dedicate only a certain percentage of your processing to this one thing, and then don't do any other processing. You're essentially focusing, right? Okay. So music makes that easier for people sometimes.
Okay, got it.
It's easier for Dad to focus on my voice or what I'm saying and and understand what I'm saying, be able to, you know, contemplate my words easier musically at this time. Someday it might not be that way, but for right now, that's the easiest way to communicate with him. Okay. It's easier for him.
Okay, I think I understand. Where's your mom?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. Darla, where's my mom? Where's Verita?
She had some business she had to attend to, so she's not here right now.
Oh, thank the Force.
Speaking of not being here, where is the tall, strong Nautilin, Kao, that usually travels with you?
He's no longer with the crew.
Oh.
He had business he had to attend to elsewhere, and he's since left the Kralitz Fang.
Would you like to come sit down and talk about that?
No, I'm good. I don't need to discuss it. It
was an amicable party.
Yep, he left. We left on good terms. Everything's fine.
He may be back someday.
Yeah, he might. He might. But no, I don't. No, I don't need to talk about that.
Are you sure? You know I'm here for you,
Darla. I understand that, and I'm telling you, I do not need to discuss this. Do I need to be more clear?
At that point, Essek kind of steps up and he puts an arm through Tazi's arm. We talk. Not about KO.
Dad, we can talk about whatever you Dad, we can talk about whatever you like.
And then Essek pulls Tazi into a small room off to the side where they're just alone talking. And Essek looks at Tazi. He points to himself. Want to be better, Dad. Tell about you and KO and things.
Dad, you're fine. We don't have to talk about this if you don't want to. It's okay.
Want to? Please.
Okay. I've had some troubles, Dad. Working through some things like feelings for Isla, whom I adore, and KO walking out the door. When he heard a loved one call, and now I know how that can feel. So I'm fine, and I've had to deal.
now that Kao's gone, and that Isla's here.
Jesse gets up and gives Tazia a big hug, and we fade out of that room, and we cut back to the room where everybody else is. And Darla says, so, what else have you all been doing?
Isla looks at Karel expectedly.
Well, Isla and Tazia are dating.
Oh. I got but that from an, the earlier conversation.
There's another big thing.
Are you pregnant?
Oh! God! Oh, God, no! Oh, no, 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 no.
We don't have facilities on the ship, so, you know.
Oh.
No, no, believe me.
Well.
No, not, it, no.
Are you dating somebody?
Oh, no, actually, no.
Well, kind of.
We did meet somebody new on a planet. Unfortunately, we captured him and he was killed. But that's okay. He was a bad person.
Oh. No, no, not that. What happened on Coruscant, Karel?
How did that make you feel when he died?
Well, I didn't really mind it so much because that was when Isla kind of screamed, grabbed her head, and fell over. But what was worse was my friend. Well, I wouldn't call him a friend, but he was kind of a mentor, even though I didn't know him very long. This Jedi, Kita.
Yeah, no, after that.
Well, I'm trying to talk
Karel's
about
a Jedi
Kita.
Now.
Oh. So you are a Jedi now?
Yeah, but my friend Kita, not friend, but mentor, this Jedi that I know, Kita, he got a statue dropped on him, and he died, and I feel kind of sad about that, but he taught me a lot of things.
Oh, how did that make you feel when the statue dropped on him?
Well, I got a little angry, not proud of that, obviously, but I've also come to realize. And she looks around. Tassar's not around, is she?
Oh, she's here somewhere. No.
Okay. Emotions just are. It doesn't... There's times and places for them. And so...
And what did you do?
Well, I picked up one of the bounty hunters who was trying to kill us, and I threw him at him. The guy who dropped the statue on Kita.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize you did that, Karel.
Well, he was a small bounty hunter. I missed. What?
That's true. Well, I mean, I was unconscious at that point.
Oh, yes, and Tazi was very worried about you. He stayed by your side the whole time.
Yes, Karel, that's very sweet, but you don't have to talk him up to me anymore.
That's true. I can all right, probably did find some hear? Other things to do.
Did you so, hear what he called yes. me? He called me his girlfriend.
I saw. That was so cool. And he didn't pull away when you grabbed his hand. Well, you're making progress. But anyway, how have things been here on Tula?
Oh, quite busy. We have several new refugees coming in.
Do you have enough room here still?
Yes, for now.
I was given to understand that there are some Twi'leks that A1 knew that are here. Rhys and Elar, I believe?
Oh, yes. You just missed them. They left a few days ago.
If you don't mind me asking, where did they go?
I believe their final destination will be Ryloth.
Ryloth's under siege right now. That is a very dangerous place to go.
They were rather insistent. I will say the ship they're on and the pilot is quite skilled.
Well, that's, I mean, all right. How long do you think Tazi and his dad will be, I mean, does he need him for a while?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah.
Essek is in a very important stage in his therapy. He is identifying his past mistakes and, well, he wants to be a better father.
Ah, so that could take some time. Do you have a comm code for this really good ship that they're on?
Oh, I do. I can give it to you.
That would be great. I'd like to try and reach them.
Oh, very well.
A1 rolls up while you guys are talking, and he looks at Isla. So, did they tell you what happened here on Tula in the past?
Not a lot. Just that they were here, there was Karel's old crystal, it got thrown into lava. There's someone who has some weird views on the Force. They said they had a guide who died. I'm not really very coherent with the story.
Yeah, most of that happened. But, did they tell you what the temple is?
No, they didn't.
The temple is a powerful vergence of the Force. The Force flows stronger here.
Oh, So what does that do?
I don't know. Maybe you and Corell should talk about that.
Do I feel anything differently?
Oh, yeah.
Here in this temple?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a much more raw sense of the Force. Like when you were near the Jedi Temple, you would feel a much more peaceful, light side, more peaceful. Yeah. This is just much more raw. You don't feel any light or dark side really coming from it.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense with the way this place feels. There's something here, and I don't really have the words to explain it.
I unfortunately can't help you with that. I don't feel any of it.
In some ways, you're very lucky, A1. These feeling things can be very confusing.
A1 just says, I'll take your word for that. He kind of rolls over to the corner, leaving Isla to discuss the Force with Corell. And this is about the time Essek and Tazi come back into the room.
Corell?
Yeah, sorry, Isla.
No, I just, I feel it.
Okay.
I feel the power here.
Ah, oh, yes. I forgot to tell you that. The temple is a powerful vergence in the Force. It's where there's a lot of Force energies kind of focused. You may have felt it on Coruscant from the temple.
It was different,
power.
Though.
Well, it was much more of a serene
calmness. It was more controlled.
Well, maybe you feel it differently. For me, it felt warmer there, if that makes sense. This here feels more like an energy storm. Like, there's a lot of potential, but there's no light and no dark. It's just, it is.
Well, it feels, in some ways, I guess, less warm because it's less embodied in Coruscant. The temple wasn't just full of sort of the light side energy. It was full of light side users. So it had this embodied energy, and this just feels raw. Is this the dark side?
No. Here's the thing that... Kida explained this actually pretty well, and Master Yoda explained it even better during one of my early lessons. The Force is, okay? The Force is just the energy. There's dark side, there is light side. It's the intent behind it. So when using the Force, if your intentions are good, it is light side. But if your intentions are evil or selfish, it is dark side.
But what about the people who do bad things thinking they're doing good?
That is...
I mean, you look at... I mean, I don't know who else to pull from other than Titus thought that they were doing good work trying to figure out how to defeat death, essentially.
But the methodology that they were using, killing others, taking the Force from other beings, it's different. You're taking away a person, their life energy, for your own selfish needs. Yes, you're trying to defeat death, and maybe you're trying to do it for everybody, but killing 1, 2, 20 people to try and learn how to maybe save everyone? I guess it's a slippery slope. I would not choose that. To me, that is a very dark path.
But how many people would you be saving?
Might I? It's an if. Okay, I'm not saying this is going to happen. If I was to kill Tazi right now, knowing that I could end the war, would I do it? I honestly can't answer that question.
Oh, hi, Tazi.
Hey, guys.
I don't think I could do it.
Do what?
Yeah.
Kill you?
Why?
I would hope not.
It was a theoretical. If I could kill you and end the war before millions died, if I could end it today, would I do it?
Well, I mean, yeah,
I don't think I could.
Like, yeah, just to outright, I would hope not. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, if there was a good reason behind it like that, that's a good reason for you to strike me down if you had to strike me down. This is a really weird place to come in.
What if you were asked to kill somebody you didn't know? What's the difference between what I'm feeling here and
what are you feeling?
The Sith and the Jedi, they're both just trying to control this raw power in their own way.
I think everybody's trying to control something or other in their own way.
I don't know. I feel like the what little I know, the Sith try to control it and the Jedi try to live with it.
Live what?
The Force.
What?
What is Force?
The force is a mystical
energy. Well, no, I think...
Well, maybe we can work together
Explain.
To figure this out. I hear about the dark side. I hear about the light. Do we really have to choose? Do we really have to fight? It's the force, it's all encompassing, moves throughout the galaxy. We can channel, we can flow with it, master it most handily.
No, Isla, I'm sorry. I'm just not comfortable singing about this. If Essek has questions, I can talk to him. I don't feel right about singing about it, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, yeah.
So as Karel and Isla finish, you hear clapping from the doorway. And as you look over, you see Tassar standing there, and next to her is a youngling Twi'lek.
Karel, did you give away a baby for adoption when you were a teenager?
No, that's not how Twi'leks work.
Tassar leans over to the Twi'lek girl. That is one view on the Force. And then she looks over at Karel.
Hello, Tassar.
So, you are a Jedi now?
Am I wearing a sign?
You have a lightsaber.
I had a lightsaber last time I was here. It's Tassar. She probably just knows. Anyway, that's Tassar. She was working for Senator Rafe Goldar, who was a separatist lackey. She was basically forced to work for him. And once he was dead, she is now free to do whatever she wants. She used to head the temple here. And she has some not Jedi, but not Sith, very kind of neutral ways of looking at the Force. So, I will not say her way is right or wrong, but if you want to learn more, she may be willing to talk to you also. Tassar?
Hello, Tassar. I'm Isla.
Hello, Isla. How are you feeling today?
Me? Oh, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Actually, I'm doing really well. I don't know if you know Tazi, but he totally used the girlfriend word for the first time just a little while ago, and...
That's his... Interesting. I do sense other conflict in you, though.
Tazi, I'm very glad you finally called her your girlfriend. I guess those 11 nights in the snuggle pod actually, you know, meant something.
It was the number of nights.
It was 11 nights. On the third night, you guys disappeared into the snuggle pod, and Zeke said there was a bunch of food left out.
We actually came out a couple different times to eat and
Well, we were asleep. Stuff, but, we were well, probably yeah. asleep during those times. I mean,
yeah, we... I don't recall seeing you.
Well, I guess you missed my introduction song. I have some memories missing. So I trained in the Force... And then I had a lot of memories go missing, and so now I'm kind of force sensitive, but don't really know much about it. So
she's still got gaps. There's still a number of gaps in her past.
There's some big gaps. So
well,
just trying to learn from the Force users we meet and not hurt anybody.
Well, I am an excellent teacher. If you'd like to learn, as a matter of fact, I already have one student, but. I don't limit myself to just one.
Okay.
Whatever you
do. That's nice for you?
Just please keep in mind that the Force is not one-sided, as some would have you believe.
Tassar, I have told you many times, the Force is not one-sided. I agree with you there.
No, Karel has never said that the Force is one-sided. And I've certainly been learning from many people, sometimes negatively. And also, apparently, I was training with an acolyte originally, so I actually have experiences kind of all around. I don't know how long we'll be here. I mean, I'd love to hear your theories and everything, but...
Tazi, Reese and Alar have left, by the way.
What, they're gone?
Yeah, apparently they're heading toward Ryloth. We missed them by a couple days.
I thought Darla said they were here.
They were, apparently. We turn and look at Darla.
Yes, they were.
Oh, no, word doesn't help us.
When I spoke to A1, they were.
A1, didn't you ask them to wait here?
I didn't know they were getting ready to leave.
And Darla says, I was not aware they were getting ready to leave either.
Oh. Do you think that they're running from us?
Do we know where they were going?
Ryloth.
Yes, Ryloth.
Which is in the middle of being invaded.
Reese was very insistent on going. He wants to make sure Ryloth is free.
He can't do it by himself, that's for sure.
No, I mean, I'm all on board with Ryloth being free, but it's not a one Twi'lek job.
Or a two Twi'lek job.
Probably more like a, 45,000 Twi'lek job, maybe.
There's definitely a lot of Twi'leks that have to be involved.
Yes, maybe. Well, that's in other people, humans and Wookiees.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of conflict on this. Would you all like to sit down and talk about it?
Not really, no.
I can help.
Not everything.
Well, you did. You gave me the comm code for their ship, so.
Not everything has to be a therapeutic response. We have to just deal with this. There's not a lot to talk about. We have to go find them. We have to make sure they don't get themselves killed.
Yes, definitely. I mean, hopefully we can reach their ship and meet them somewhere. Hopefully they're not in hyperspace.
Well, if they're going to Ryloth, they're probably in hyperspace.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
How far away is Ryloth?
I would have to look. I don't know offhand, but I recall it being...
Other side of the galaxy.
I don't know offhand, but I would have to look, but I'm pretty sure it's quite far away.
It's a long way away.
I mean, Tula's out in the middle of nowhere.
So, yeah. So we need to... We need to make sure your dad is okay before we go.
I mean, but he's here. He's got the care he
Excuse needs. Us for a second, and Krell pulls grabs Tazi by the arm and pulls aside.
What?
Didn't want anybody overhearing. Maybe we bring your dad with us. I know it's not a grand idea, but if he needs you right now, and we want to get this done, we could bring him with us. I mean, we'd have to leave him on the ship, but we are going into a war zone, so I'm kind of torn on the idea.
I mean, he's safer here. He's got people here that can care for him and help him out. Mom's here. Well, she's not here right now, but she's here.
But what if he needs you?
Well, I mean, he may need me, but this is bigger than me, and this is bigger than him. And he would understand that. Trust me, I mean, it's not something I haven't thought about, but, I mean, until he's well, life on a ship is not going to be beneficial for him.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
It's nothing to apologize for.
And Curl moves over and just kind of whispers the extent of the conversation in Isla's ear while Tazi and Darla talk.
So we have to leave. We got to go. We got to go find these guys.
Okay.
Can we trouble you for some fuel?
Well, they should be doing that already.
Oh, excellent. That'll take a few hours, so...
We should probably get some decent food while we're here, and...
Maybe leave in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, if they're in hyperspace, we're not going to catch them right away anyway. I mean, I don't know what... If their ship is if their ship's halfway decent, they're going to have a decent drive, and they're going to beat us there regardless.
Well... Ours is no slouch either.
No, I know. I know. Mom paid a good chunk for that upgrade, but...
I do believe that Del's ship is very well equipped, minus the few things in the kitchen that were... She looks over at Essek that were modified on their last trip. Essek kind of looks down and just helping.
Modified? What'd you do to... Dad, what'd you do to their ship? Wait. Dad, what did you do to their ship?
Took parts from kitchen and made bomb.
A bomb.
Wow.
Bomb.
A bomb? What for? Sorry, why did you make a bomb?
To blow things up. Reese wanted to blow things up.
Is he a terrorist?
I thought he was a slicer.
I think the other guy's a slicer.
Ilar's the slicer.
Oh, I thought they were both slicers.
No. Reese is a mechanic.
Oh, who likes blowing things up?
I guess so. And I haven't seen him in four
Essek,
or 5 years.
I think that's pretty clever of you.
Thank you. Del, not happy.
Please don't vandalize our ship.
Okay. Well, I'm going.
He's not going to vandalize the ship. He's not going. I stay in here.
I know, but no. I mean, in the future? I mean, we can get bomb parts elsewhere if we need bombs.
I can pack. I can go.
I mean, I bet A1 could make a great bomb.
Dad, I'm sorry, but you have to stay here.
Essek kind of puts his head down and just want to be a good dad. Then he...
Tazi walks over and puts his hand on his dad's shoulder and says, Dad, it's not your fault. It's better for you here.
He nods his head and then walks out of the room, and A1 then rolls up to Tazi. I don't understand. Why do parents feel the need to always do things like that?
Like what, A1?
Well, I mean, he wanted to go just to...
It's support. He wants to be there to support me and support us, and it's something a parent, I think, feels for their kids. Like, they, you know, I mean, I'm not a dad, A1. I can't explain it very well, but you know, it's like Corel going through the Jedi stuff, right? Like, we wanted to be there. Would like to have been able to support her in that and be there for that. We weren't, but, you know, as somebody that we care about, we wanted to be there and to be able to help her if needed, provide assistance, love, all those things. A parent feels that for their child, you know, through the entire course of their life. I mean, as a parent, I think you don't ever, I don't know, I guess I'm not really explaining this well, A1, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Maybe we should go find something to drink.
It's not a bad idea, but I don't think they have much here.
I'm sure we could find something.
Well, let's take a walk.
All right.
Well, I don't know if I knew my parents. I might have. I don't remember them. And I don't think I'm a parent. I don't think that that's something you would forget. That's kind of a part of you.
I mean, I never knew who my father was, but, you know. And I barely remember my mother, but, you know. I kind of had a lot of parents growing up.
Oh, and my dad was dead for a big portion of my life, so.
What was it like growing up with Verita?
Actually, that would be an interesting story.
I heard something about a presentation she gives.
Well, I mean, she had a big board, and there were a lot of... I really don't want to go into it. Let's just say that I had a very well-rounded education in those particular aspects.
She's probably got it up on her HoloNet site somewhere. You could probably download it.
Well, I'm sure if you want to see it, I'm sure you can just ask her for it. She's pretty proud of the whole thing. She spent a lot of time putting it together.
I mean, we can...
She showed it to my friends. That was awkward.
Well, yeah, I bet it would be, actually. But I guess...
Didn't all of your friends have, like, a crush on her or something?
Yeah, that was a difficult time for young Tazi.
Are you okay?
No, yeah, I'm fine. Sorry, I'm just... Yeah. Can we talk about something else, maybe?
Are you and Essek okay? I mean, he looked pretty sad.
I mean, he's not happy that he can't go with us, but, I mean, he just can't.
No, I agree.
He wants to go. I get it. He feels better, but he still needs more help, and we just... I don't think we can provide it on the ship. He needs Darla more. He needs Mom more. They need to stay here for right now.
And to be fair, I really don't want to sing everything for the next 2 months.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, I wasn't... Yeah,
that might be fun.
No.
Not that much fun, no.
I think I got it. I think I understand this music thing.
Well, we needed to communicate better with Essek.
You mean like the whole music thing? Or do you mean like a specific music thing?
No, he didn't really get music. You know, he doesn't... He knows that it's like a sequence of notes and stuff, but he doesn't really understand, or didn't, I should say, understand the reasons and concepts and stuff. But he says he does.
Yeah. How's this sound?
You think you got it bad with your parents, your family, and friends. You ain't once been a droid, you don't know how annoyed we get at your fleshy folk. And your relationships.
Wow, Mom, buddy,
That was certainly.
That was pretty
enthusiastic.
Good. That was pretty good.
I mean, to be fair,
Why don't you sound like that?
I don't have any experiences of relationships like that.
No, I mean, I don't think any of us have. Well, I mean, I certainly don't.
Oh, well, I do, but.
Well, yeah. Tazi, think of it this way. You're the normal one.
I don't like that. That doesn't. That's not. No. Let's not.
He did think his father was dead for like 10 years, so.
That's true. And he almost shot his own father once.
I mean, to be fair, we might have done that too. Yeah. Karel, I mean, we don't know who our fathers are.
No, I didn't. Oh, well, okay. Well, that's true, I guess.
Well, I mean,
could have accidentally shot your father.
Isla, you know who your father is, right? I mean, that's your parents. You know your parents. You don't know them, but I mean, you had parents. You know who they were.
I mean, I assume I had parents.
Well, I mean, yeah, we...
Of some kind.
Actually, no, I've never shot the Twi'lek.
Did you just, like, go through your mind and think about every person you've ever shot?
Yes. Well, I don't... I've only used the blaster mainly for, like, the past, 6 years or so. And the electro staff, mostly. But before that, it was all lightsaber. So it's kind of a short list. There's only 18 people on it.
So you don't know who your parents are, Karel?
Well, my mom is dead. But I never knew who my dad was. I was five when they... Four? Five? I don't even remember.
I guess we never really talked that much about your childhood.
Well, I went to the temple when I was young. Master Qui-Gon found me and brought me to the Jedi Temple after, my mom died.
So you knew your mom, but not very long.
No. I have some, hazy memories.
Well, and that's better than none.
I remember where she was when she died. She was... Well, she protected me.
I'm sorry, Karel. I never really realized that. We never talked about that before, really.
It's long in the past. But well, no, I'm but just still... saying that be happy you have, your mother, eccentric as she is, and your father, eccentric as he is. You turned out pretty well, if you think about it.
Yeah, I guess I am. I'm pretty lucky, I guess. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky.
And you have a wonderful girlfriend.
That goes without saying. I literally did not say that, but yes, I do have a wonderful girlfriend.
Okay, so you guys are exclusive. We understand that. Okay.
Oh, that's not a conversation I'm comfortable having directly with you, Karel.
You've totally missed your shot, Karel.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we haven't when you screwed up, I have a shot at Isla.
Wait, what?
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 Anyway, A1,
what?
Mission accomplished. And she holds out her hand for a high five.
A1 high fives you back.
We got them together.
I don't think this was you.
Oh, yeah. It was totally us.
No, it was us. Yep. You're right. Not you.
I think we
us.
Made the decision.
Yeah.
I don't really think you guys...
Well, you wouldn't have gotten together if it wasn't for us.
I think this relationship is pretty firmly established in the Tazi and Isla arena.
Well, right. Yeah. But it's because we set you up.
Yeah. Who put you in the room
together? Did you?
And created a wonderful, if Spartan, meal.
Yeah.
Your first night together.
Yeah.
Well, not really together. Okay.
First night together. The door was open, but nobody went through the door. Okay,
he does bounce off the sides every once in a while, but he gets there eventually.
Should we go get 1-1, D4, and Zeke?
Yes, let's gather up your army of droids, A1, and let's hit the space lanes.
Okay.
All right. Well,
A1 heads off to the infirmary where he finds 1-1-D4.
We cut to the ship.
Everybody's on the ship. You guys are heading towards Ryloth.
How long until Ryloth?
It's going to be a couple weeks. We're kind of on the other end of the galaxy.
Yep.
What are we going to do for a couple of weeks?
I got some ideas.
Okay. What are your ideas?
They don't involve you or A1.
Well, that's kind of exclusionary, don't you think?
What are you going to do with Zeke?
Oh, and D7.
And 1-1-D4.
If you want to be... If we want...
Nope, they need some alone time with the new droid members.
Why?
I don't know. Could you explain it, Tazi? Possibly give us a presentation?
A presentation? You need me to... No, we're not... So, forget everything I said. I have ideas, but I will not... we're not going to talk about those.
Starsipe away and come back about 10 or 11 days later.
So the three of you are in the common room?
Yeah. Karel's rummaging around looking for something to eat because she can't find Zeke. He's off somewhere in the ship.
Doing something evil.
Tazia wanders in from the cockpit area, rubbing his eyes a little bit and then scratching at his side.
Good morning, Tazi.
Oh, man. You know, I thought that new chair would be comfortable, but it's not worn in yet. I gotta break it in.
Well, you already know that if you sleep and actually sleep in the snuggle pod, it's better.
The snuggle pod, it's kind of like I have one place for one thing and one place for another, if you get it.
But wait a minute, you drink everywhere.
Oh, I'm not talking. No, just forget it. I'm gonna see what's in the cooler.
Isla excitedly runs in, holding up a data pad. Look what I found!
This episode's Patreon is the Shadow of the Cabal podcast. Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing game system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. If you enjoy Redemption, please reach out to us on social media. Our Facebook and Twitter pages can be found at Redemption Pod, and we have our website as well, redemptionpodcast.com. Please look for us on Instagram as well. We recently started an account with Redemption Podcast. Review the show for us on iTunes, Stitcher, or other podcasting applications you may use. This does help people locate the podcast, and it does spread the word for us so more people can hear our thrilling story. If you're enjoying the story that Redemption tells and would like to offer us some support, we do have a Patreon page at patreon.com/redemption. All funds collected from the page are used to help us upgrade our equipment and make sure we're telling the best story we can with the best quality equipment that we can. Thank you very much.